I intended to speak about a certain Indian. Elul Yom HaDin. About 20 minutes ago, I was thinking to myself, like, to a certain extent, I'm wasting my time. I started thinking, I make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. We're here, basically, Zman started Tuesday a week ago. Today's Thursday, we're here 9 days, 10 days. And you take a look at the Rebbeim's notebook of the X's and the Tix's, which they keep for themselves without anybody realizing it. Whether it's davening, whether it's seder, whether it's shir. And you make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. What is going on over here? What exactly are we here for? Anybody who had a job in the summer, zicha, for sure, didn't behave the way they're behaving here on vacation. I'm not even talking about the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, I'm talking about Poshet, every Bocha picked himself up. Lech lecho me'artzecho, me'ladetcho, me'besavicho. He picked himself up for whatever reason he picked himself up for. Some came with more kavanas than others to try and make some sort of change, whether consciously or subconsciously, but something is supposed to happen by coming to a yeshiva or coming to Eretz Yisrael, whether you understand if it's the right thing or not, but deep down the nekuda hapnimi, something, some deep, some of us it's very deep, covered over with a lot of coverings. Inner voice tells me that if I go to yeshiva for a year, 2 years, something will happen that will change. I know deep down there's a voice telling me that the way I'm going now is not really Rotzen Hashem. It's not what I came down on this world for. Perhaps I can't control myself. Perhaps I have no cheshek. And something tells me I've got to make this move. I could have gone to college. I could have had a good job by my father. I could have been making a lot of money. I could be driving around in a Ferrari and everybody in Avenue J looking at me. I could be doing a lot of things. All the dimyonos, these fantasies. And yet something deep down, this inner voice tells me whether I'm ready to give it up or I'm not ready to give it up. But go to Eretz Yisrael, get away from the culture or from the Mahalach HaChaim that I've been living in. Try a yeshiva that perhaps is 40 minutes away from the shmutz and see how it goes. And yet, in the 10 days that I've been here, if you make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, each one of us, make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, of how many minutes, I won't even talk about hours, of the day, I actually was in the Beis HaMedrash. How many minutes of the day I actually were in davening, even if I make it to davening. But chas v'sholom rachmona yatzileinu, that I should stay till the end of davening, and chas v'sholom that more than 20 minutes, a quarter of an hour, those boxes should be on my goof. But chas v'sholom, another 5 minutes or 10 minutes, another omeni hei shmirabba to chaparayin. That's bechlal not on my agenda. When you're given the chance of even being spoon-fed by a Rebbe that will teach you how to make a laning, give you a bit of confidence that you won't look like half of the Balabatisha world running around with their Ospels Gemoras at 45 and still can't read it and don't understand the English as it is, that when you'll be 45 you'll be able to sit down with your own kid and know, forget about the Gemara, the Chumash or the Mishnais that he comes home with, that perhaps you'll be Zoicha, that your kids won't end up in a yeshiva called Lev Arya. And yet, you take a look at the list, and you take a look at how long I actually came to the Beis HaMedrash, and I did the rabbi a favor by actually pulling myself together and getting out of bed and coming and doing him a favor by letting him sit and learn with you. In a million years, it wouldn't happen if I had a job. In a million years, if I was making, like all the rest of the Shvatas in New York, $10, $12 an hour. If I was actually a bit more intellectual, I'd be making $13, $14. I wouldn't dare miss 60 minutes to the hour. And the truth is, I had no intention talking about this. In fact, I've been told by many Bochrim in the past, and this man as well, Rabbi, please speak positive. Speak positive. Why do you always have to hack and make us feel like we're absolutely nothings when we walk out of the Beis HaMedrash after you've spoken? And the truth is, last year I tried to do tshuva, and actually made a conscious decision that I will only speak positive. And I'll talk to the American spoiled brat, only things that will make him feel comfortable, feeling good. Since you haven't reached the age yet, as most Americans, 50% of America is living on depression pills, and this pill, and that pill. At this point, you're still busy trying to find some pill to sniff to make you feel a bit better as well. And Rabbi, speak positive. Don't say it the way it is. Once in a while, we'll let you say it the way it is. Gets us too nervous, gets us depressed. We're in a generation where we can't take criticism. You're not allowed to say no to us. You don't give us attitude. Only we're allowed to give attitude. We are allowed to give attitude to a Rebbe who actually has the chutzpah to walk into your room and wake you up after a hangover from the night before. Or if you tell a bocha you know, your Rebbe is waiting for you. And if you stop coming, he's going to have to find somebody else. Go ahead. Do it. And under his breath you hear these Shem Havayas and Shem Amalchus, four-letter words coming out. But of course, Chas V'Shalom, you're not allowed to make any criticism. You're paid to swallow it. Don't be a nice... Chas V'Shalom. You shouldn't criticize them. They're brought up in their five-star hotels. They always got what they wanted. And if they didn't get what they wanted, and they didn't have everything that they wanted to get, when they come to yeshiva, they'll make sure that the rest of the yeshiva thinks that the taka got everything they wanted, and they have all the money in the world. And kol olam nivra bishvili, the world was created for me, and I only see myself here. And as long as it goes my way, it's fine. And I'm making this cheshbon nefesh 10 days after we started this man. I'm not even going to talk about Yom HaDin. I'm not even going to talk about that. In 2.5 weeks we have a judgment. And I understand where you're coming from. Because everybody's young, and everybody feels life's ahead of him, and everybody feels they have time. But some of us on Rosh Hashanah might be judged that they might have to do time, as they say in English. Some of us, from the way we behave, the Ribbono Shel Olam will turn around and tell us, you'd have enough time on your hands, no problem. I will give you a Hecha Timsa where you'll have plenty of time to think about time. I will put you in a position where you might have to have the biggest lawyer in the world to fight that you don't make, that you don't do time. Because time is no object to you. And when you turn around and you say, to me it will never happen, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know what? I'm going to send that message close to home. So close to home, from the actual Beis HaMedrash that you learn from, where time is no object, the Ribbono Shel Olam will suddenly wake you up and tell you, you have time on your hands? No problem. Go and get the biggest lawyer and fight. Spend all the money in the world that you don't have or that you claimed not to have to make sure you don't have, you don't spend time. And the Ribbono Shel Olam in 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks, whether you like it or not, whether you're going to walk around saying to me it won't happen, I'm cool with it. God is great to me. And all this Schwarzer talk, as they say. It's good. I'm good. I'm cool with it. He understands where I'm coming from. You're right. You look around, you see. Tzaddik v'raloi, rosha v'toivloi. The tzaddikim out there are the ones who are suffering. The tzaddikim are the ones who nebuch are the ones that get ill. The tzaddikim are the ones who nebuch suffer, perhaps die young. And the rishoyim toivloi. And we all have that shaila. How come the Ribbono Shel'olam created the world in such a way? And the rishoyim are the ones. Rishoyim does not mean that he's actually a rosh or marusha. Rishoyim can mean shalom alai nafshi, says the Ribbono Shel'olam. That's called rishoyim. When you turn around and you say, I'm okay, I'll work it out with God. He understands where I'm coming from. And you look around and you see all these shalom alai nafshis have the beautiful houses and the two Ferraris and the vacations and the swimming pools in the backyard. And that's what you're going for. Because that, in your eyes, that's what's called making it. You're still young. Some of us in this room have felt the pain of what's called Din Shamayim. Some of us. Some of us were zoicha to feel what Din Shamayim can do. But some of us, the Ribbono Shel'olam just missed us. He left us at the back of his page. We're on the back page. He let you ride. Oyevei Hashem yochichem, says Chazal. The ones who are most loved, the Ribbono Shel'olam tells off. As the Chazon Ish once told a lady who came in complaining about her tzoros. And he said, be happy that you're on the front page, that the Ribbono Shel'olam bechlal looks at you. There are plenty of people who's on the back of his book. He bechlal hasn't got to yet. Let them ride. Yovo yoim, there will become a day. There will be a day where the cheshbon will catch up. But of course it's not going to happen to me. We all live in it, including myself. To me it won't happen. And I'm thinking on the way to yeshiva, I'm going to get up there. I'm going to try and talk about Elul, try and talk about the chashivas of the Zman of Elul, chaparayin, as they say. And I'm going to talk about, let's go step by step, how to work slowly towards something different that we will look like on Rosh Hashanah. Ribbono Shel'olam doesn't expect us to turn over overnight. Ribbono Shel'olam doesn't expect us to be different totally. But the Ribbono Shel'olam expects us to make a step in the right direction. And the idea of learning Musa or hearing Musa is to sort of put you in a mindset, sort of, perhaps, something different I will do towards Rosh Hashanah, something different that will prepare me that when I walk in on Rosh Hashanah, I have what to come with. Instead of fooling myself and clapping Al Chait on Yom Kippur 613 or 620 times, and when it comes to Hashem Hu Elokim, we're all going to be screaming Shema Yisrael. Did anything change? Do you really believe that we can buy God off? Do you really believe that there's something in this world that can't be bought by money? And I'm thinking to myself, do I walk in and start talking about little things? Epis, some sort of hadrocha, tarbocha, who's swimming in the murk, has the right intentions, but is wearing such dark glasses covered with such murk that he even can't see where to go, and you throw him a bit of light. Start from this stage. Do this. Slowly. Don't jump at madrigas. When you jump two madrigas, you'll fall three steps. Step by step. And at 20 to 6, I'm thinking to myself, I look at the watch and I say, I've got to go to yeshiva. And kiminhagi, my normal minig is, I turn around to my wife and my kids and say, please say a kapitel Tehillim, that should be matzliach. And then I go and take a bit of money and say a tefillah, elekod me'aneinu, that perhaps I should be zoicha. If one person should be ma'orer, besides myself, to something that I'm going to say. And as I'm going towards this pushka, with the tefillah that I say every time before I come to yeshiva to say a shmuz, it suddenly hit me. You're wasting your time. Yes, they told you to be positive. Once in a while, Rabbi, you can get up and say a shmuz that's not allowed to go onto the internet. Once in a while, you're allowed to say the full truth. When my grandfather Rebellia used to say a shmuz before Ne'ila, the women in the Ezra's Noshim used to faint. At least, Baruch Hashem, we woke up the Olam. The women in the Ezra's Noshim used to faint from the way he dramatized and put in front of you what Din Shamayim is. We're not ready for that. And I truthfully came to speak on the Nakuda, which I've spoken every year in different formats, of how we start our Avodah, even though we're 10, 12 days into Elul. How we start our Avodah step, a small step, in the right direction. And I felt that I'm not holding by it. We're not holding by it. I got to wake up the Olam beforehand. And I don't know what the reaction is going to be. As Rabbi Rappaport said to one bocher, if it was so inspiring, where were you for Maariv? If it was so inspiring, where were you the next day for First Seder? I'm not here to get you scared. I'm not here to try and force the fear of God down your throat. But I want to say one little nakuda. One little nakuda, and with that, chas v'shalom, I shouldn't be over on keeping you here over time, chas v'shalom, that you should never be late for supper, or late for the bus, because you never have to be back in time for Maariv. But Baruch Hashem, I'm speaking on a Thursday evening when nobody's going to be leaving the premises anyway. So we have a few minutes, which I hope the Olam is willing to listen. By Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu sat for 14 years, day and night, and sat and learnt. Never slept, and if he did sleep, it wasn't on a bed. And after 14 years in the yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, he picks himself up. He's now 74. And he has to go and get married. So he picks himself up and he starts walking to Haran. And Rashi says, that he came to a certain point in his travels, and he suddenly chapped. He suddenly realized, you know what? I passed through the Mokem HaMikdash, I went through Yerushalayim, I passed the Mokem HaMikdash, and I didn't stop by. And he went all the way, and he said, I should miss the place of where my father's davened, the Mokem HaMikdash, where the tefillahs go straight up. Shechina. This is going to be the Mokem for Klal Yisrael, Ad Seif Kol HaDoiris. And I'm not going to daven? Yoiv Daitzer Lachzoi. He made up his mind he's going to walk back. Once he made up his mind, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made a ness, and Hara Maria came to him. But the Shaila is asked, Yaakov Avinu, 14 years of... He was holding on that Bechira Ovis, the best, the most Muslim of all Ovis. And yet the Ribbono Shelolam can't send him a little simon when he's passing through Yerushalayim. Epos, a message. Doesn't have to be a cholam. Something that Yaakov Avinu should be nisoyer that he's by the Mokem HaMikdash. How come he didn't get that nisoyerus? Yaakov Avinu, I've been learning for 14 years. How come he didn't turn around like we all turn around and say, God, Ribbono Shel Olam, I pour in a morning seder. I actually came to davening for 20 minutes. I'm okay. Give me a pat on the back. Tell me what's next. Let me feel something about learning. And here we're talking about 14 years Kuloi Torah. And the Rosh Hashanah didn't send him some sort. Doesn't he deserve it? Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? Yoiv Daita Lachzoi. He decided he has to go back. He didn't ask any questions. Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? How come he's not there to help me? Says Rashi, bringing down from the Medrash, Iu Lo Yoiv Daitoi. Lispal b'mokim shispal lo avaisov. He didn't put his head or his mind to daven in the mokim, in the place where his grandfather davened. Umina shemaim ikvu. And in shemaim they should stop him. The Ribbono Shel Olam only helps when you want to make a try at it. The Ribbono Shel Olam will only help Yaakov Avinu when Yoiv died to Lachzor, when he put his mind to walking back. Then he made a ness that you don't have to walk all the way back. I'll make a ness and Hara Maria will come to you. Until he put his mind to it, until he wanted to do something, you could be learning for 14 years. You can have a life of Kedusha and Tahara. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to be there to tell you what to do. It's got to be your Bechira. Yoiv Daita, the minute you put your mind to it, then I'm there to help you. I'll make a Nes, I'll make a Kvitsa Sadera, I'll make things change, I'll change Teva for you. But Kol Zaman, you not Yoiv Daita, nothing will work. Rabbeinu Yonah learns from this. Siyata Dishmaya is only going to come when it's Yoiv Daitoi. When your mind is set that you want help, that you want to do the right thing, that you're going to do it. You might have problems on the way, but it's a Yoiv Daitoi. Then the Rabbeinu Shalom helps. Habola Tae. Somebody who comes to be Matayr himself from the Sayin Oisoi, they help him. But Derech Sha'odom Roitze Leilach, the way a person wants to go, Melichin Oisoi, they take him. Besides the Pshat, what we mentioned the other day of the Marsha, it's the Malach that you created is going to help you go that way. It's more than that. From the Melichin, the way they schlep you, the way you're going, that's a Raya, that's a proof. To the derech, to Adam Reutzer, to the derech that a person wanted. There is no answering at the end of Zman or the end of a week. I wanted. I really meant to. I had in mind. If Moilichin Oyster, if at the end of the day you're going on a certain path and it's moving towards the left, then that's what you wanted. Then it's the Bederach Sha'odom Reutza. That's the way the person wanted. When at the end of 10 days you can make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, that there are more X's than V's, and I can count on one hand the minutes. For some of us, it's perhaps the hours of that I spent in davening or in the Beis HaMedrash. Is that called Yoiv Daitei? Is that called I put my mind to it? Is that called that I can turn around and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, where were you? Where's the Siyata Dishmaya? How come I don't have a rotzen? I just don't have it. I don't have cheshek. I came all the way to Eretz Yisrael. I came all the way. I was moisa nefesh. You know what I gave up in this America? The gold and the Medina, what I gave up. I did a lech lecho me'arzcho me'ladetcho me'beis avicho. I gave up all the comforts. And I came to a yeshiva because this inner voice told me this is the right thing. And yet I come here and I look worse than I looked in 12th grade or 11th grade. I can't produce, I can't do it on myself. And I've got all the kalim here. For any standard of Bocha, there's always a Rebbe there to teach him, to give him the confidence that he can make a leaning, to try and give him a Gishmak in learning. But there's no Yoiv Daitei. When there's no Yoiv Daitei, 10 days later, there's no Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no Cheshek to get out of bed. There's no Cheshek to go to bed. There's no cheshek to get up in the morning. There's nothing pushing me coming to a Seder. Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where's my Siyata Dishmaya? How come he's not giving me this cheshek? How come some bochum have it so easy that they can walk in and get into it? 1, 2, 3. On every stage of the game, it's so hard. How come I'm dying to get rid of these tefillin off me? How come I can't sit through a Chazoros Hashatz? How come it bothers me that I have to stay inside to say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabo? Like, what's the rabbi bugging me about Chas V'Sholem if I talk to him Chazoros Hashatz or Kaddish? And then you want to know why Lo Yoiv Daitei? You call that Yoiv Daitei? You call that putting your mind to it? You call that having your own Yisoiris? And then you expect the Ribbono Shel Olam to stop on the way? The Ribbono Shel Olam will only give you Siyata Dishmaya. The Ribbono Shel Olam will only give you that Cheshek. You're no worse than Yankov Avinu. The Ribbono Shel Olam set the klal. I will not send any messages. I won't be there to hold your hand. Call the man, you don't make the first move. You make the first move, I'll do moifsim for you. I'll do wonders. I'll open up the world for you. I'll change teva. I'll move countries. I'll move towns all over. I'll do anything. But there's one tonight. Yoiv Daitei. Put your mind to it. When I decide to do something, that's the knock on the door. There'll be no Elul, there'll be no Rosh Hashanah, there'll be no Yom Kippur. There might be a Chol HaMoed. Kol Zman, I don't have the maturity to understand that I have to make the first move. I have to make the first move. Rabbosai, I don't know how to impress on you. I'm not here to knock you guys. I'm not here to be critical. I'm trying to get some sort of message across. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't expect me at this point, for some of us, to be here 3 full storim. I'm not here to give heterim that you shouldn't be. But the Ribbono Shel Olam knows where we're all coming from. The Ribbono Shel Olam understands our matzovim. But he's not there to hold my hand. Kol Zman, I don't stretch out my hand. He is not going to pick you up and give you that cheshek, that Siyata Dishmaya. Kol Zman, when it's lo yohiv daita, when I didn't put my mind that I want it. And don't kid yourselves that I came to Eretz Yisrael. I'm in yeshiva. And really, you know, I do want it to a certain extent. If it fits into my schedule, if it doesn't get in my way, chas v'sholom that I should come to the Beis HaMedrash before taking my shower and spraying myself up with every perfume that I can think of. Chas v'sholom, that I should be on time. That I should be Maya Chrys without a Rebbe going round, or two Rebbeim going round every room. Is that called Yoiv Daitei? Are you going to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, after I go through a whole year like this, and I look back and I say, what a loser I am. What am I going to show for myself? Are you really think that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to hold my hand? It's only on one Tanai. Yohiv Daite. You've got to want. You've got to show that you really want. You've got to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that when I have a chavrus at 10 o'clock, it means 10 o'clock. And what are we asking over here? There's nobody that can say it's too overstrenuous. There's nobody that can turn around and say, the Seder Hayom is too much for me. The pressure over here is too much. Perhaps you can tie in the food is too much. But anything else, we're only here to help. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, Bizman Elul, now's not the time to talk about it. It's the closest time of the year that the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending Siyata Dishmaya. It's the closest time of the year that you can turn around and ask for anything. He's willing to give it to you. He's moving along. Whoever catches the train will get it. Hayim kotzer v'amalocha maruba. Short day. V'apoyolim atzelim, and the workers are lazy. The balabais, the Ribbono Shel Olam doichik, is moving on. He's going by train. He's there. He's coming into town. It's Elul, Rosh Hashanah. He's coming into town. You can hear the train coming. All roads are closed. The horns are blowing because the train's passing by. You catch it, you're on. Yoiv Daiti! Just put your mind to it that you want it. You caught it. You're on the train. You move along with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You missed it. You don't know how long it will take till the next train comes. We have a chance to catch the train. Be mature. Listen to that inner voice in you that got you here to Eretz Yisrael. That deep inner voice that was covered in those murky waters of Golos America that told you, come to Eretz Yisrael. Listen to that voice. Use it. When that voice is being used and you send that voice back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you will catch that train. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the Siyata Dishmaya that we should catch the train in time.